With the search for Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar still underway, President Bush turned his attention to domestic policy. The president spent the weekend talking about the economy, a subject where the Democrats are ready to take him on. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
On Saturday, the president went to the West Coast to talk about the economy and then sent his economic, not security, team to yesterday's talk show. So what's going on there?
Well, he knows the polls are now showing that people say that they are as interested in the economy and jobs as they are in war and terrorism. And the president is keenly aware of what happened to his own father after the Persian Gulf War, where his approval ratings were, George Bush the Elder's approval ratings were at 91%. And then, of course, he lost the next election. And there was a widespread view that he had not paid enough attention to the domestic situation, particularly the recession here at home. And George Bush the Younger is so aware of that situation that he may have unconsciously echoed his father's line on taxes. You remember when at the acceptance speech in New Orleans, President Bush said, "Read my lips, no new taxes," back in 1988. Well, this weekend, Bush the Younger said, "The Democrats will not raise taxes, not over my dead body." So he, I think, does have a somewhat better chance of being able to fulfill his pledge than his father did. But it is a somewhat risky statement to make.
How about the places where the president showed up for his economic appeal? A town hall in California, a job center in Oregon.
Yeah, those were really interesting because the town hall in California was in primarily an Hispanic area, and the president started off by speaking in Spanish. And he talked really a lot more about the war, in fact, than he did about the economy, and he even said some nice things about Senator Ted Kennedy. I think that his whole demeanor and the message that he was trying to get out was, again, one taken from his father, which was, as you recall, with George H.W. Bush saying at one point when his advisors were saying you have to give people a better sense that you're connected to them, at one point he said, "All right, message, I care." Well, George Bush the Younger is trying to show he really does care. He went on to Portland, Oregon, where there was there's a high unemployment rate, to talk to people who are out of work. The polls continue to show that with both Bushes, that when you ask the question, "Does he care about people like me?" They don't get majorities on that. And for this President Bush, as recently as the spring, when asked, "Does he care more about large corporations or average people?" it was 3-1 large corporations. So he's trying very much to change that image.
The leader of the Senate Democrats, Tom Daschle, tried to get a jump on the president's domestic push, putting forward his own economic program on Friday. How's that playing?
Well, Daschle essentially blamed the recession on Bush and definitely the deficits on Bush and said the choices now are ignoring essential services or raiding Social Security. Now, that's going to be the Democratic theme for the fall. The problem for the Democrats, or at least for the Senator Daschle, is that he's not willing to say, "Okay, let's go ahead and repeal the tax cut then." So he's then put in the position of being one of the people who has to make those choices between essential services or quote-unquote raiding Social Security. And the Republicans were ready for him. They immediately came out and said, "Well, so what he wants to do is raise taxes." He issued a statement saying, no, that's not what I want to do. So it is not an easy position for him to be in either. But what you're seeing here, Bob, is the outlines of the fall campaign. Democrats saying protect education, health care, Social Security. Republicans saying support your president. He's leading the effort on the war.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.